Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I mean, what's Pro Football Focus doing? Last week they had Brady. This week they got Brady.
We're doing it. We're literally doing it differently from everybody else.
Hey, as a matter of fact, moving forward from this point on, I will not make reference to PFL.
Ready to get into it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We're going team by team. I would be very careful about slinging stuff. Am I going to get sued?
Are we going legal on this?
I like football. I like football season. All the things that go with it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the PFF NFL show. I am obviously not Sam or Steve. I'm Trevor Sikkema, and the person in the other box is also not Sam or Steve. That is Mike Renner. We're taking over the show today, giving the boys a well-deserved day off before we really get back into the NFL draft grind. But because it's draft season, Mike and I have a very fun show for you as your substitute teachers. We're going to be drafting against one another. The best rosters we can from just the 2023 NFL draft class. So it's going to be, you know, fantasy football format, snake draft format. Mike and I are going to go back and forth. We're going to put together the best 11 on 11 teams that we possibly can. And then you guys at the end of the show got to vote whose team would win, my team or Mike's team, going head up against each other using only draft prospects. Mike, how we doing, my friend?
Doing great. It's just the NFL show.
It's
reunion.
Little salute there to It's Just Football that we had this past season, obviously with Mike and I hosting. I know a lot of people in the chat were fans of both shows, so a little bit of a blast from a past here on a Tuesday for you. So, dude, I'm very excited about this one. This was your idea as we were thinking of what we could do today, because we've done so many different mock drafts, so many different rankings. A lot of people have heard those before, but this is a great way for us to talk about a lot of these draft prospects while having a little bit of pride on the line and some team building on the line too. So I'm excited for this one, man. Did you see this somewhere else, or was this just like, this is a great idea, we should do this?
So I've done it in the past. We did it in the past on Tailgate, but I was driving up from Orlando to here on Sunday, 12-hour drive. I blew through a zillion draft pods on the way, and Move the Sticks had done a similar concept with just offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball. And I thought, that's lame. Why not do a whole roster? Put your nuts out there and see what actually sticks. So that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're doing. We're just trying to put our nuts out there. That's the whole point of the podcast here of what we're doing. So to establish the rules, just so everybody knows, we're going to have, okay, I think the way that the roster is broken up, we'll each have one quarterback, one running back, three wide receivers, one tight end, two offensive tackles, two guards, one center, and then on the defensive side of the ball, I guess, Mike, if you want to run a 3-4, you can run a 3-4, but the way that I have it set up is you get two edge rushers, two interior defensive linemen, two linebackers, three safeties, because a lot more play is nickel play now, three corners, because I think a lot more play in the NFL is nickel play, so we want to get more defensive backs there. So three corners and then two safeties. Obviously, there's a lot of flexibility of who you want to draft and place in those situations, given a lot of hybrid players. So we don't have to go in order. It's not like we both have to take quarterback first, then we go to running back. We are trying to snipe the other person, if you will, attack the classes where they're weakest or they're strongest, how we're going to build these teams. So I'm very curious to find out where you are going to emphasize your draft. But Quinn, I for the number one pick, the number one pick is obviously huge in this draft. We're going to do snake draft, so Whoever gets the number one pick, obviously the guy who gets second and third, and then we'll go from there. But number one's pretty big. So do we have some sort of way to determine who's going to get the first pick here?
Let's do a trivia question.
Yes.
Will Anderson has the most sacks amongst this past season amongst draft-eligible prospects. How many sacks did he have?
Is it just how many? How many sacks did he have?
How many sacks, yeah. Whoever gets it or gets closest wins.
Okay.
In his career or just this past season? It was just this past season, correct?
Just this past season, regular and postseason combined.
Oh, it was less than last year.
It was. I think he had like 17 last year.
I think it was like 17 last year. I'm going to go with 10 and a half.
I'll go 11.
Your price is riding me. Dude, his price is riding me.
Well, it works because it was 14.
Okay. So first pick, Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Dude, I absolutely played myself there going first. I was so confident in the number. I didn't even think about the strategy to it. All right, so you're going Bryce?
Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama. He is, to me, obviously quarterback, most valuable position. And to me, he's clear head and shoulders above the rest. So I'm going Bryce Young, Alabama.
All right. I think that was the obvious. You know, you said the number one overall pick means a lot in this draft. So that also means that I don't have to pick quarterback until the very end. So that gives you guys reason to, you know, tune into the entire podcast. Make sure you're not clicking away to see which quarterback I'm going to take to go up against Bryce Young. But I don't like that just happened. That's not great for me. I think for my back-to-back here, because there's a lot of strategy involved, mm-hmm. right? You want to go after the positions in which you don't think it's as strong. I'm going to go... I think I just have to go the obvious ones.
Yeah.
I think I've got to go Jalen Carter, Will Anderson. I'm thinking to myself like, oh, I could go these other positions. You know, there's not a lot of depth with safety. There's not a lot of depth with wide receiver. Depending on how you look at the interior offensive line class, like there's a couple of different ways that I could have gone. But you picked the guy who was the obvious at number one. I think I have to pick the obvious two and three. I'm going to go Will Anderson and then Jalen Carter with my two and three.
Yeah, I don't think the number one pick was that impactful for this very reason that there's two blue chip guys at valuable positions in this class. And then so if you don't get the quarterback, you get those two blue chip guys. So, all right. Gosh, I think one of my picks has to be Peter Skoronski here.
Okay.
I think he's just the best offensive lineman in this draft class, bar none. And I think it's pretty comfortably the best. And gives me flexibility because if I want to keep going tackles, I can throw him in at guard too if I really want. And then after that, my next pick, I'm going to go – this one's tough, but I'm going to go Jaxon Smith-Njigba too.
Oh, I just think I almost outthought myself.
I think he's that good.
With my second and third picks to potentially go Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
So we're going a little different. You got two D linemen. I got three offensive players right now, but I got Bryce Young, Jaxon Smith, and Peter Skoronski. I'm feeling good. My team's good.
I mean, I think this is probably where the draft starts, right? Because you are picking. I wondered if Skoronski was going to go as early as he did because there are still good offensive tackles in this class that you can be okay with. There's good wide receivers. But at the same time, I was having this debate in my head this morning as I was strategizing this. Smith-Njigba and Skoronski are clear the number one guys in there. So,
yeah.
All right. You got Bryce, JSN, Skoronski. Do I go offense? Where do I go? Okay. Jalen Carter, Will Anderson. I think I am going to stay offense. I think I got to do it. God, the corner class is so good, but I want to get in on it.
Get in.
No, I'm going to do. So I'm going to pick Bijan here.
I'm not too broken up about that.
Going Bijan with one of them. You're not getting away with that. I'm not letting you do it. I can't let you have Bryce, Smith-Njigba, and Bijan. I can't do it. I got to block you. So I'll go Bijan with one of my selections. Clear RB1 in this class. And then I'm going to go with Brian Branch as my other one.
God damn it. That was going to be my next pick. That's a good pick.
That's how you know you made a good one, folks. That's a good pick. When you hear the grunts.
And why I think he still goes first round, right, is because of this reason. Is because, like, there's not another safety that you feel is going to come into the NFL and be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel now to find any safeties after Brian Branch off the board. So that was a good pick.
I think what I'm going to do is, for now, I'm going to place him just at, like, slot CB. So I'm going to place him as one of the slot players.
Okay.
But then we'll see how I construct my roster after.
Put him on the D-line.
Just declaring that to people.
All right. Where do I go from here? This is...
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Good football players coming off the board. I'm going to see the chat. I'm going to see if the chat's going crazy about any of them.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go... Just to make sure that I'm not getting really snookered here. I'm going to go Christian Gonzalez and Devin Witherspoon.
Oh, you did it! I think Abel in the chat just said somebody's got to go Gonzalez and Witherspoon.
I had to do it. I think they are the clear one, too. Now, I think you're still got good cornerbacks, but I feel a lot better about having shit safeties if my cornerbacks are this guy. You know?
Yeah. I thought about doing that because it's just such a great duo, man. But there are a lot of really good corners, and I'm going to be okay, I think, with the corners that I get here, mm-hmm. especially with Brian Branch playing with him in the slot. But Devon Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez, I don't know if you finalized your big board yet. Are those both top 10 players for you?
Yeah.
Top 15 players for you?
Those are top 10 players for me. I think they're probably, so compared to last year's class, I would have Stingley and Sauce ahead of them. They were 2 and 4 on the PFF draft board last year.
Okay.
But then I would have them ahead of, like, I love Trent McDuffie. He was 11 on the PFF draft board. I think Witherspoon and Gonzalez are probably just a touch better prospects than Trent McDuffie was last year.
Okay. All right. I had those guys very high as well. I would have at least had Stingley above those players. I might have had Devon over Sauce, but we've had some fantastic corners really over the last couple of years, going back to like the JC Horn and Patrick Surtain class too. It's been a lot of fun to watch these good corners go off the board. All right, so let me recap it a little bit here. Quinn's making some graphics as fast as he possibly can, but for those who just joined, we're drafting full 22-man rosters against one another from just prospects in the 2023 NFL draft class. So far, we are. Mike's got 5 picks. He's got Bryce Young, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Peter Skoronski, and then Devon Witherspoon and Christian Gonzalez. I have Bijan Robinson, Will Anderson, Jalen Carter, and then Brian Branch. All right, where am I going next here? What are we doing? What are we doing here? Somebody told me to take Tyree Wilson next. I am not nearly as high on Tyree Wilson as the rest of the world is. So I would be shocked if I get Tyree Wilson. Where's the next scarcity? That's what I need to know.
That's the tough. That's the debate right now.
I think I'm actually gonna go. Hold on. I'm pulling up the draft guide. Got to make sure I'm not screwing myself here. All right, I'm going back to back here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing the beef. I'm going Osiris Torrance and Steve Avila.
Ooh, you're guarding it up.
I'm guarding it up. I got a couple of offensive tackles I'm going to be happy with getting. But when it comes to the interior offensive line, pure guards, those are far and away the two players that I like the most in this class. Okay. So,
all right.
That's where I'm going. I'm going with Osiris Torrance. And I'm going with Steven Bila.
Oh, I might have to make some interesting plays here.
Yeah, we're just going straight power in the middle.
I will.
I also have a little bit of flexibility with Steven Bila to potentially play center. Just want folks to remember that.
Yeah, you do. You do. I will. I'm going to counter that by going. I'll go Paris Johnson first.
Okay. All right.
And then here's an interesting one. I'm going to go Jack Campbell second. The true Mike. There's not a lot of true Mike linebackers in this class.
That's a good pick.
And I'm going to go Jack Campbell. So I got Paris Johnson and Jack Campbell.
That's a good pick. I looked long and hard at linebacker, but I was like, no. He's not going to take Jack Campbell that early. It's linebacker. He's not going to do it.
Had to do it. Had to do
and
it.
And he did it. And he did it. I still think my team is better than yours. However,
you don't have a quarterback yet. We'll see about that.
Well, we got some good ones to choose from. Jack Campbell and Paris Campbell, Paris Johnson Jr. Those are two fantastic picks. Because you're right. Angie, you had a tweet a couple of days ago, and I'd love for you to expand upon it. I've been thinking this as well. It's going to be a really interesting year to see how the NFL drafts this linebacker class. Because there's not a lot of true off-ball guys. So, I mean, dude, do you think that means that Jack Campbell's got a shot to go round one? And then what do you think happens after that? Do you have any idea? You have any, leaning one way or another, whether they're going to be super in on this linebacker class or you think they're going to be a little bit more hesitant?
I don't know if he goes round one. I don't know if any linebacker goes round one just because of the history of linebackers. Like the only one, and Campbell just being, a meh athlete by like what NFL covets, 4.65. I'm trying to think of the last time an off-ball linebacker ran a 4.65 and went in the first round. I don't think it doesn't happen, So
yeah.
I think that's the biggest holdup and the devaluation of linebackers too. Like I just think him, Drew Sanders, Trent Simpson are all like mid round two guys when they come off the board in this class.
All right. Let's Merritt says Trevor with the high value positions like guard, defensive tackle, safety, and running back here early in this draft. Merritt, we're building a team. There's depth at the higher value positions. We're going to be all right. Walt said, there you go. My guards going. That one's for you, Walt. We're building the trenches. We're building the wall here. Trying to see if anybody... Kev says Drew Sanders is a middle linebacker. All right. Oh, Kev also says, don't forget a kicker. I think I am going to forget a kicker, actually. I don't know if I can name one in this class. I've been so deep in the weeds in the other positions. I don't know if I can name them. I got to get on it before next week.
I'm trying to think.
Okay. Got Will Anderson. I got Jalen Carter. And I got Brian Branch on the defensive side of things. Two corner spots open. I don't think you're gonna screw me over. If you do, I'm gonna be mad. The two guys that I want to pick are outside guys, anyways. So.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Even get one of those.
I don't think you.
Do we have a time clock here? Do we have?
Calm down. Calm down. No, we don't. I'm gonna go Zay Flowers and Josh Downs.
Oh,
going two wide receivers. Going two wide receivers here. Going the electricity of the slot players.
Okay. Interesting.
Zay's going to play. Zay's going to be flanker. He's going to be off the line of scrimmage. We're going to be using him in motion all the time. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh Downs is going to be our reliable, no matter what, going to him, feel good about it, slot guy.
Okay.
And then I got options to play the X. I got options.
That's dynamic. That's a dynamic receiving core. I gotta block you now. I got to go Quentin Johnston.
Okay.
Because you're going so small, I need to go with some size to counter. And I'm also going to go.
I just typed in Zay Flowers and it autocorrected Zay to cat. So it just says cat flowers. I don't know why.
Cat. I'm also going to go Dalton Kincaid then. I'm going to really block you with size downfield threats. We got – so my receiving core now is Quentin Johnston, Jack Smith, Jigba, and Dalton Kincaid. I'm feeling good about that with Bryce Young.
You should feel good about that. Oh, man. Okay.
Offense taking shape.
I think I'm going to have to block you at linebacker now. I think I'm going to have to take your boy.
Uh-oh. dude.
I think I'm going to have to take Henley for one of my linebacker spots.
I love Diane Henley.
Because I need somebody with the athleticism to keep up with Kincaid. So, yeah, we're going. Diane Henley is one of the selections at linebacker. You have one more wide receiver spot. You have all three of your offensive line spots. Oh, you have both your DT spots. Okay, I should pick a... I want to pick... I want to pick Kancey.
Go crazy.
But can I?
Go crazy.
With him being so small. Because that means Will's small. Means Jalen's the only guy that we got with sufficient beef. Is there an edge rusher that I would feel good about? It's got size. Not really.
Let's hear it. Come on.
All right, I'm going Kancey.
Kancey, interesting. All right. That's a waterfall pick for me because I now don't have to address DT.
You do not. You do not.
Until the end. But so the positions we're competing for still, a little OT action, a little wide receiver action, a little safety action.
No, you got both your offensive tackles, so we don't have to do that.
I could move Skoronski into
OG. Oh, interesting.
I think I might. Yeah, I think I'm going to go Darnell Wright.
Okay.
So my left tackle being Paris Johnson, right tackle being Darnell Wright, left guard being Pierre Skoronski. And, man.
That is not what I wanted to see, actually.
And then I think I'm going to go with wide receiver Jordan Addison to complete my receiving core.
Okay. I was not going to pick Addison, so.
All right.
That is all good with me.
Darn it.
Jordan Addison. You got a nice offense here. You got a nice offense.
Quinn Johnson, Jordan Addison, Jackson.
You still got edge rushers to pick. So, I'm going to go Miles Murphy at edge.
Okay.
Because I need the beef. I'm actually very happy with this defensive line then. Jalen Carter, Kalijah Kancey, Miles Murphy.
That's a good deal.
Will I Anderson. Have zero deal. That's going to be a fantastic matchup against your offensive line because obviously your offensive line is getting beefed up. And then center, I'm going John Michael Schmitz.
Okay.
I'm taking Michael Schmitz to center, so I'm locking that up because you got a center spot to still go with. So I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with John Michael Schmitz.
All right, so we get your D line and O line set now.
Yeah, basically. Now we're to the point where we don't have to worry about getting sniped. I don't think.
So the competitive positions.
Oh, safety.
Safety, linebacker, slot.
Yeah.
Or where we're going to be debating. Oh, man. Safety's tough because they stink. Linebacker's not as tough.
Safety's tough because they stink.
They do. They just do. I would go Drew Sanders.
Okay.
So I have Jack Campbell, Drew Sanders as my linebackers.
Nice.
Just trying to block you on some size there. So you're looking for some undersized dudes now, sadly. Unless you want to go down the board.
I'm going to go all the way down.
And then at safety?
I'm picking Noah Sewell just to spite you. No, I'm not.
Oh, man. I hate the safety class. I think I got to go with... Shit. I don't know, man. I don't like any of these guys. I'll go Antonio Johnson. Just because he gives me the Texas A&M safety.
Are you going to put him in slot?
We'll see. I'll see how the board plays out. I think I'm going to keep him at safety for now.
Okay, so you got him at safety.
This is the last round that matters, because then the rest is no competition at the positions.
Yeah, I need to go. I think I'm just going to go two safeties. Hold on, I want to get it. I might need to get a ruling here. Hold on.
All right.
Might need to get a positional snaps played ruling here. All right, Jartavius Martin did play 177 snaps as a deep safety. So I'm drafting Jartavius Martin from Illinois.
Fair enough.
At free safety.
Okay. He's good.
And then I am drafting his teammate, Sidney Brown.
Oh, you're just rebuilding Illinois.
We're rebuilding Illinois.
That is wild that three Illinois players, after probably a decade of zero Illinois players, if you did this exercise, would have been involved. So then that means your duo, that means you're playing Branch in the slot.
Correct.
With Quan and Sid at safeties. Even though they were like, Sidney was the box there last year and Quan was the kind of the slot hybrid, he would play safety. But so interesting. All right.
Yeah.
So that is just, it's chalk from here.
Martin just gives me the speed to play free safety, because there's just not a lot of free safeties in this class.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything in this class, it's strong safeties. But Sidney Brown can play strong safety. He can play at the linebacker level for you. Branch is going to play slot for me. And then Jartavius at least has the athleticism to play free.
Yeah.
So I feel good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, I'm going to go with, gosh. I have to go here. I have to go Broderick Jones to play guard for me.
You're going to pick Broderick Jones to play guard?
I have to, right? Do I want to go down the board for, gosh, who would even the next?
Yeah, the point was me screwing you over. That was the point, to where you couldn't do what you're just doing.
I already moved Skoronski inside.
Yeah, but Skoronski makes sense.
All right, we won't take Broderick Jones to play guard. Gosh, who do we have that could even play guard then? We don't have a lot. We're going to go. Here's what we're going to do to play
guard.
Why,
that's why I blocked you.
We're going to go Cody Mock to play guard.
Okay. You're not running the ball anyways. Look at your team.
That team's pretty. And then we'll go. I got to go for like a slot, because you can. No, you're not really going to go a slot.
No, I'm not going to go a slot.
I'll go with Clark Phillips to play slot, though.
Okay. All right. I
just in case you were.
I like that pick. I was extremely nervous. Now that we're locking that in, and I'm officially picking Joey Porter Jr. and Deontay Banks as my two corners.
All right, fair enough.
Extremely nervous that you were going to take one of them and then bump Devon Witherspoon into nickel. Because I would have let you do that. The Broderick Jones one, he's playing tackle. I didn't want to let you do that one. But I was kind of nervous about the corner. So, yeah, your corners are locked up, and now mine are as well. I'm going Deontay Banks, Joey Porter Jr. to play on the outside, and I got Brian Branch as my slot guy.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll just throw my DTs up. We're going to go Mozzie Smith and Brian Brzee as my DTs.
Okay, let me get this in. Brian Brzee, Mozzie Smith. I almost took Mozzie instead of Kalijah, because
you're a D line. I mean, that's a pass rushing D line. Mine's going to be just a.
Yeah, I'm getting after stuff it, which is fun. I mean, Will Anderson, Jalen Carter, Miles Murphy, Kalijah Kancey going up against Darnell Wright, Paris Johnson Jr., Peter Skoronski, and then whoever your other two interior players are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fun matchup. Offensive tackles, I'll go, I think Broderick Jones and Anton Harrison. I don't think there's anybody that I'm thinking of that's still on the board.
Yeah, you pretty much have to. Got DeJuan Jones.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm not picking him over Harrison. Harrison and Broderick Jones are the clear two ones right left. Now. So yeah. We'll go Broderick Jones and Anton Harrison.
Okay. I'll fill out the rest of my D line. I'm gonna go Tyree Wilson and Lucas Van Ness. We got a big boy D line there of Tyree Wilson, Lucas Van Ness, Mazi Smith, and Brian Brzee.
Yeah.
270 plus across the board, baby.
Yeah, what happens when they have to rush the passer though and they're not good?
They all just bull rush. Everyone just bull rushes. The pocket, every pocket's.
It's gonna be. Pocket's like, dude, it's gonna be a four way bull rush because yeah. None of your players know how to do anything else.
There's no pressure.
Versus Broderick Jones, Osiris Torrance, Steve Avila, and John Michael Schmitz. It is going to be worlds colliding.
Yeah.
Earthquakes will happen.
There's no pressure, but you can't escape. But you can't get out the pocket. So you better pick a pocket passer here.
Don't tell me what to do. All right. I could take Darnell Washington at tight end and try to neutralize the size with an extra blocker there. But I do feel like I need a more reliable receiving target. Okay, I'm at least going to draft. All right, with my wide receiver room currently constructed the way that it is, I'm going to draft Cedric Tillman as my next wide receiver because I need somebody with size. I need somebody that can win at the catch point, somebody that's above 6'2". And then I'll go Michael Mayer. I think Michael Mayer, I don't want to overthink it.
Okay. Do it.
I'll go Merritt tight end because that gives me two big bodies to pass mm-hmm. to, so I'm okay with that.
Oh, who was the other wide receiver? Sorry.
Cedric Tillman was the other one.
Yeah, I
need the size.
I kind of want to go Anthony Richardson at running back, but I feel like you'd probably push back on that again. So we'll go Jahmyr
Gibbs.
That
would be funny. I would let you do that.
Let me go, Rich. I mean, that would be dynamic, right? Give me my 6'3", 240 pounds. I mean, he's Derrick Henry in the backfield. Now we'll go Jahmyr Gibbs, and then we'll go, I guess I'll go Joe Tippmann at center. Give me an athletic interior. Really just wide runs, get Jahmyr out in space. I love it.
All right. So your offense is solidified. I have two more picks.
LB and QB.
Yeah, I got linebacker and quarterback. I have Diane Henley already at linebacker. I'm happy with. Let's see. Is there really another big body linebacker I could go with? Probably going to draft Trenton Simpson. I'm tempted to get cheeky with it,
okay,
and draft Nolan Smith, but
ooh, off ball Nolan,
right?
Yeah, Nolan going undrafted, it's tough. Highest guy,
I know that's and that's drafted. Silly. I feel like that shouldn't be.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go Nolan Smith actually at linebacker.
Okay,
I'm going off ball. I'm going off ball Nolan Smith. I gotta get him. He's too talented. He's gonna be a top 20 player for me at least.
And then who's your QB?
I think it's got to be CJ. Nah, it's Anthony Richardson.
I was gonna say you can't.
Nah,
get
it's
CJ
Anthony Richardson. I'm putting Anthony Richardson and Bijan Robinson in the same backfield.
Yeah,
we're making it happen.
Sad I didn't block it. Sad I didn't put him at running back now.
Yeah, you could have. I would have let you get away with it. It was brilliant enough that I would have let you pull it off.
All right, cornerback. I got safety. Oh my gosh, I top.
People
safety.
Aren't gonna when people judge these teams. I just want to let it be known they're not gonna remember how bad your safety groom is. They're just going to brush over it. They're going to be like, yeah, but look at the other parts of Mike's roster.
I'm intrigued by moving Cam Smith to safety.
Ooh.
He's like a deep guy. I think he's a very instinctual player.
I don't hate it.
Man. But he's like light. We're going to go Jamie Robinson. I need someone I know who can play safety.
Jamie.
All right.
There it is.
The teams are set.
Quinn, I don't know if you have, do you have graphics? I can talk over them if you throw up the graphics. But if not.
I'll just say relative strengths and weaknesses. Your D-line is a force. It's a tough D-line. You're going to be able to rush the passer.
Plus Nolan Smith.
I'm getting after your ass. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to play some damn good run defense. I got a beefy front seven.
You do.
It's a big boy front seven. And then I got a receiving core with Bryce Young.
I think yours, for as much as I would like to brag that my team's going to win, it's tough anytime you just don't have Bryce. And I'm going with the home run hit with Bijan Robinson and Anthony Richardson in the same backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hiring Arthur Smith as my head coach, and we're gonna run the ball.
I should be able to stop the run with my D line. Like if you're putting together a D line in this class to stop the run.
Right.
You probably only swap out Brzee for Carter. And then that's like maybe it. Because I think Tyree and Lucas Van Ness are like, those are edge setters.
My interior is nasty for running though.
Oh, it is. It's a big.
I got to check. I think the chat overwhelmingly, I think, thinks that you won.
We got to put this now into Madden.
Into Madden.
And sim it. Next,
that would be fun.
Once it comes out. And see who wins. I think the quarterback position tips it pretty big, though, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. Earn Stripe says it's not even close. I disagree with that. I don't think it's not even close. But it is tough looking at it. I think where I really messed up this draft is just letting you get the offensive line you did. I should have taken Darnell a little earlier. I should have done it. Yeah, if I would have swapped my offensive line to have Broderick Jones and Darnell Wright,
mm-hmm.
even if I have basically the same rest of the team, I think I'm pretty happy with that.
The actual where I think you kind of went south was when you went Zay and Josh Downs.
Wanted the better small receivers.
You really pigeonholed yourself into some size concerns at receivers, the problem. Then you had to go. Once I went Quinn Johnson, then you had to go Cedric Tillman. There really was like maybe you could have gone Michael Wilson, but like you really had no. And then if you pair that with a guy as inaccurate as Anthony Richardson, that could be problematic for a passing game.
But Michael Mayer, Zay Flowers, Josh Downs. I mean, those could be auto reception guys for Richardson. I don't know.
If he's willing to throw less than 10 yards down the field, which is a big if. Based on his
look, like I said, Arthur Smith's my head coach. We're passing the ball six times a game, right? He's attempting seven passes max. We're just running for 300 yards. We'll just have to see if that would be enough to beat your team. I would actually love to see this team in Madden. Now, I have a feeling that because of Bryce Young, you're probably going to destroy me in Madden. But that was a fun exercise.
That was. Makes you really address... some of the sort of like positional value and positional scarcity concerns that you're going to have to, the teams are going to be weighing in the first round, truthfully. Mm-hmm. That it's like with the Jack Campbell talk, where it's like Jack Campbell's one of one in this class.
Right.
You know, like this class does not have another Jack Campbell. Last year's class had a bunch of Jack Campbells. You know, last year's class had a bunch of guys that had the size that were Mike linebacker prospects. This year, like Drew Sanders could, but he's really kind of scheme specific in that you have to blitz. He is not a coverage player.
Have to be an attacking team.
So it really kind of makes you think where I'm not going to find another skill set like XYZ player in this class.
Mm-hmm. I do, you know, when I was getting into the draft exercise more heavily in like December and January, I was wondering how good this offensive line class is really going to be. Because like I even looked at Broderick Jones, it's like, all right, just a one-year starter. I mean, Paris Johnson the same way, like guys who have a lot of potential, but were they really proven? Now I look at this offensive line class as a whole, and I actually like it a decent amount. You know, guys who didn't get picked in this exercise, Matthew Bergeron, somebody that I really like. I think he's got good tackle guard versatility. Tyler Steen from Alabama is kind of the same way. And there's a handful of guys that could potentially play center for you. Yeah. It's just it's not as straightforward as an offensive line class, but I do think there's a lot of talent there. But on the flip side, like you mentioned, linebacker, safety, certainly we went through this exercise and we're like, what are we doing with safety? And I think there's a lot of box safety type players, like downhill players, obviously safety, nickel corner hybrid players. There's plenty to choose from, but there's not those guys that can play free safety.
True deep safeties. No.
There's just not a lot of deep safeties. If you're in need of one of those guys, pickings are slim.
Yeah.
He's probably making a position change. I don't know. Maybe it's like a Cam Smith, like you mentioned at the end of the podcast.
But this tackle class. So how I would describe it is that if it had top heavy, if it had like last year's group, if it was like, if you just tack this one on to last year's group, you just have a bunch of guys going into the 20s because they're not, none of them are as good as, you know, in my opinion, Charles Cross, who was the third tackle off the board last year. They're all kind of in that Christian Darrisaw range, and I have them all graded behind where I even had Christian Darrisaw coming out. And Darrisaw goes 23rd, you know, in what had top-end tackle talent, where it had Penei Sewell, where it had Rashawn Slater, who were like blue-chip tackle prospects. Darrisaw is like falls down to 23 in a normal draft because of it. That's how I see pretty much all these guys, whether it's Paris Johnson, Darnell Wright, Broderick Jones. They're all guys who, if there was legit talent in this class, they ideally go in the 20s, but I think they're going to go a lot higher than that because it's not like that.
Yep. There we go. That was a fun exercise. Hopefully you guys had fun listening to it and watching it. If you want to get your opinion on where I screwed up the draft and where Mike screwed up the draft, who won, the reason why they won, you can do so, of course, over at PFF's YouTube channel. You can go to this very episode, get in the comments there. It's a great way to do it. Appreciate everybody who was watching it live. That was a lot of fun to see you guys' reactions as we were making picks. Sam and Steve will be back with you guys. It won't be us again. This was just a little treat. Now we're getting back to your regularly scheduled programming, but we have a lot of great draft coverage for you from everybody at PFF over the next week and a half and beyond as we tell you who we think these teams are going to draft and then react to who they actually draft, talk about draft grades, fits, all that good stuff. For Mike Renner, I'm Trevor Sikkema. Thank you guys so much for watching the PFF NFL show. See you next time.